Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imamc.org, for January 9th to the 15th, 2016. 10 Palestinian civilians were killed by Israeli gunfire this week. Meanwhile, a major U.S. church divests from Israel. These stories and more, coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. One youth was injured, another civilian kidnapped on Friday. Meanwhile, scores others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Majd Badjali with the details.
In Kfar Kadum in northern West Bank, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bel'in and Na'nin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. In Na'nin, a youth was injured when he was hit directly with tear gas bombs fired by Israeli troops at protesters. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. At the nearby Nabi Saleh village, troops attacked protesters at the village entrance. Israeli soldiers fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at protesters and nearby homes. Many residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. One civilian was kidnapped when Israeli soldiers tried to stop a non-violent protest organized at Settlers Road 60 near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. At least 350 Israeli, Palestinian, and international activists joined a nonviolent protest on Friday that was organized by Combatants for Peace Movement in collaboration with a number of Palestinian and Israeli NGOs. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Badjali.
A major U.S. church divests from Israel, and tension arises between Israel and Sweden over the latest foreign minister's statement. IMEMC's George Shmawi has more.
The Israeli government has summoned Swedish Ambassador Carlos Magnus Nesser over Swedish Foreign Minister Margot Wallström's call for a probe into Israeli extrajudicial executions of Palestinians. According to Israeli media sources, Mr. Nesser was urgently summoned to the offices of the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs and was rebuked by Deputy Director General for European Affairs Aviv Sharon. Sharon expressed the Israeli government's anger at what he called Wallström's, quote, twisted presentation of reality and biased, even hostile treatment of Israel, unquote. He added that due to these comments by the Swedish minister, Sweden should expect to be excluded from any role that pertains to Israeli-Palestinian relations. Early this week, Wallström required examination of whether the Israeli killings of Palestinians that have taken place in the recent months of unrest between Israelis and Palestinians were extrajudicial and without trial. This is the second time in less than 2 months that the Swedish ambassador has been summoned to the Israeli Foreign Ministry for rebuke. The last time was in mid-November 2015 when Wallström made statements that connected the ISIS attack in Paris to the frustration of the Palestinian people. Relations between Sweden and Israel have worsened shortly after Wallström came into office when Sweden recognized Palestine as an independent state in 2014 and blasted continuous Israeli aggression against Palestinians. In other news, the United Methodist Kairos Response announced that the $20 billion Pension and Health Benefits Fund of the United Methodist Church has declared the 5 largest Israeli banks off-limits for investment and divested from the 2 that it held in its portfolios. The banks in question are Bank Habalim, Bank Leumi, First International Bank of Israel, Israel Discount Bank, and Mizrahi Tifahot Bank. These banks are deeply involved in financing illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. This is the first time a major church pension funds had acted to preclude investment in Israel banks that sustain Israel's illegal occupation of Palestinian land. For IMENC News, this is George Rishmawi.
This week, 10 Palestinians were killed by Israeli gunfire during attacks targeting West Bank and Gaza communities. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
On Friday, two Palestinians were killed in the Gaza Strip when they were shot by Israeli troops' gunfire. Palestinian sources said that clashes erupted between Palestinian unarmed protesters and Israeli troops at the southern Gaza Strip borders with Israel. Troops used live gunfire, killing the two youth. Moreover, two more civilians were killed on Thursday by Israeli troops. One was killed at a military checkpoint near the southern West Bank city of Hebron, while the other was killed at another checkpoint near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. One Palestinian was killed, three others injured on Wednesday by Israeli air attack that targeted the northern Gaza Strip. Palestinian medical sources have reported Wednesday that one Palestinian was killed and three others were injured, at least one seriously, after an Israeli drone fired a missile into an area west of Beit Lahia town in the northern part of the coastal region. Earlier in the week, Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Tuesday two Palestinian teens near Beit Anun village junction east of the southern West Bank city of Hebron. A third Palestinian was shot and injured, and many others suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded on Tuesday Beit Jala city in the West Bank district of Bethlehem and clashed with local youth before shooting to death a young man and wounding several others, one seriously. On Saturday, Israeli forces stationed at Al-Hamra checkpoint southwest of Tubas in central West Bank killed two Palestinian civilians. Troops claimed that the two tried to stab soldiers. Witnesses said that the soldiers killed the two Palestinians in cold blood. Also this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 79 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 64 Palestinian civilians, including 8 children. For IMENC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for January 9th to the 15th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Maher Kassis and me, Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.